brother Tyson.
我们把接下来时间给台森弟兄。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
So we thank the Lord to gather us together.
我们感谢主来召聚我们。
So this morning, the verse from this morning's sharing is from Ephesians chapter 2.
我今天的分享呢是依据以弗所书第二章。
The verse is verse 10 of chapter 2 of Ephesians.
是在以弗所书第二章第十节。
For we are his workmanship, creating in Christ Jesus for good works.Which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
以弗所书二章十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So in this particular verses, two particular words we will pay a special attention. One is the workmanship or masterpiece.The other one is beforehand.
Okay, 在这一节经文里面有两个地方我们是要来注意的。第一个就是关于这个工作就是杰作。然后另外一方面就是我们原是他的工作。
So, let's look to the Lord for this time.
我们把这个时间交在主的手中。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for dying on the cross for us so that we can have this time together.
主，我们感谢你为我们死在十字架上，使我们有这样的时间可以来到你的面前。
You died on the cross, the veil in the temple was rent so that we can enter into Holy of Holies to behold you.
主，你使那幔子裂开，使我们可以进到幔内来仰望你，能够在至圣所当中来敬拜你。
Between the wings of cherubim, we worship you, we behold you, we thank you, Lord.
在基督伯的双两翅膀荫下，我们来敬拜你。
We experience the love of you by dying on the cross for us, so that we can testify that in front of the mercy seat that we can see our iniquities.
主，你为我们死，使我们实在是看见你的慈爱。我们在你的面前，我在你恩典的宝座前，我们看见我们的罪恶过犯。
With the between the wings of cherubim, we can say that we are cleansed by the precious blood of the Lamb.
在那基路伯翅膀的荫下，我们可以来宣告说，我们的罪恶过犯已经因着你的血被洗净了。
We thank you, Lord, for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray.
主，我们感谢你这样的爱我们，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
So this morning, we first look at this matter of beforehand. Then we will concentrate on the masterpiece.
在这个中文的翻译里面讲到说是神所预备我们行的。然后我们会来先看这一点，然后我们再来看神的工作。
So, very often we are overwhelmed by the wisdom of God.
我们常常被神的智慧所折服。
God the Father chose us before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus.
天父在创世以前就在基督里面拣选了我们。
He then placed us in Christ Jesus.
然后他把我们放在耶稣基督里面。
Therefore, by his doing, we are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, that is righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
因此我们得在基督耶稣里面，乃是本乎神，神又使基督耶稣成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
So this part is about beforehand our Lord saved us with a certain purpose.
所以这一句这一节就是关乎于神所预备我们，他拯救我们，拯救我们来预备我们所要我们行的。
Next, look. Let's look at the what's the masterpiece.
然后现在我们来看一下什么是神的工作，他的杰作。
Our Lord has His goal in view for the salvation of man.
神他有这样一个目标，是为着人的救赎。
He desires us to share the glory of His Son, Christ Jesus, our Lord.
他愿意我们能够与他儿子一同来享受这样的荣耀。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, it tells us His desire is to bring many sons to glory.
在希伯来书二章十节里面讲到，神他愿意领众子进入荣耀里面。
Therefore, we can say that sonship is His goal.
因此我们可以来说，这个长子的名分乃是神工作的目的。
In order to satisfy this His goal of sonship, God works in man's spirit, soul, and body.
因着要我们来得着这个长子的名分，神就在人的灵、魂、体这三方面来做工。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, it shows us that God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely. May your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节那里讲到，赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Okay. So next I talk about our brother, a testimony of one of our brother. His name is Jack Wu.
接下来我想要借着一位弟兄的个人的这个见证来举例，他的这位弟兄的名字叫吴弟兄。
About 4 weeks ago we visited New Jersey and we also visited our brother. So this brother about the extent of our brother I want to describe is he had dementia for almost 5 years.
我们之前几周去了新泽西那里来探访，然后我们就遇到了这一位弟兄。这位弟兄他有
失智
已经好几年了。
Yeah. So this brother used to be our family doctor.
这位弟兄原来是我们的家庭医生。
So about the dementia, One characteristic of dementia is the person doesn't hide anything. It's very natural that he will turn to his natural state.
那关于这位弟兄，他有这个失智症，这个失智症就使这个人回到了他最原本的样子，他不会像在人面前隐藏任何的事情。
So when our brother said, well, you can come here for a simple lunch,this brother often talk about the simple lunch. That is, several years ago when we were in South Jersey, the simple lunch means he would bring a pot of roasted turkey every Sunday.
然后当我们这个弟兄他说邀请我们来吃一顿简单的午餐的时候，这个简单的午餐乃是追溯到前几年好多年以前，我们在南新泽西州那边，我们会这位弟兄每一个主日都会带一个烤的火鸡到聚会当中。
So as you can imagine that the simple lunch when we met our brother and the sister family was not so simple.
所以你可以想象，当这位弟兄现在来邀请我们到他家里面享受这个简单的午餐，这个午餐其实一点都不简单，而且是很丰富的。
But on the other hand, that's what I sense the most is when you see him talking, when you see him smiling, it's as if the Lord Jesus is sitting there talking to you.
但我感受让我感受最深的时候，当我与这位弟兄有交通的时候，看见这位弟兄一边笑着一边交通分享的时候，我就感受到好像我们的主在他旁边向他说话一样。
So praise the Lord, there is a man of Christ in this brother.
所以我们感谢主，这个弟兄里面他有基督的生命。
So that's about the testimony. Then let's look at the three stages when after we receive the salvation from the Lord.
哦，这就是关于我们弟兄的这个见证。然后让我们来看一下我们在神这边，我们得救重生得救之后，我们人的三个阶段。
So as I mentioned before, the Lord placed us in Christ Jesus. Righteousness, sanctification, redemption. That's our three stages.
我们就像我们刚才所提到的，神他把我们放在主耶稣基督里面，使他成为我们的公义、圣洁和救赎，这也是关乎我们救恩的三个阶段。
So first stage, that's we call it born again.
在第一个阶段呢，是关乎到我们重生。
Born again in Christ Jesus, that is our sanctification.
在我们在基督里面重生，乃是我们。成圣的这个阶段。
When we received the Lord, our spirit was revived, so we can communicate with the Lord.
当我们重生的时候，我们就领受了这个圣灵，我们就能够与主有交通。
Ephesians in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 mentioned that we are sealed in Christ Jesus with the Holy Spirit of promise.
在以弗所书一章十三节乃是讲到说，信徒乃是受了那所应许的圣灵为印记的。
Then our Lord also told Nicodemus that you need to be born again.
主耶稣也对尼哥底母说，你要重生。
This is the way to see the kingdom of God.
唯有重生我们才能看见神的国。
Which is born of the flesh is flesh. That is born of the spirit is the spirit.
在肉体生的乃是属肉体的，在圣灵生的乃是属于属灵的。
Therefore, we need to be born again in order to communicate with our Lord and with our God through the Holy Spirit.
因此我们需要重生，才能借着圣灵来与神来有交谈。
So the second stage is our sanctification, that is a salvation for the soul.
在第二个阶段乃关乎于我们成圣，乃是我们魂的救恩。
In John chapter 6, Gospel according to John chapter 6, many people ask the Lord, what can I do in order we may work the works of God?
在约翰福音六章二十八节那里讲到说，很多人问耶稣，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？
Lord Jesus answered, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
耶稣就回答众人说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
This believing is not the stagnant believing, it is the work of the faith, that isThe saving faith of the Lord Jesus to know him and to love him.
这个讲到信神乃是讲到拯救我们，能够拯救我们这个信心，来相信我们的神是拯救我们的那爱我们的神。
Then our Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. This is John 14, verse 6.
在约翰福音十四章第六节，主耶稣那讲到：“我是道路、真理和生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
So this particular verse tells us our walk with the Lord requires us to recognize He is the way, the only way to the Father.
这一节经文乃是提醒我们说。我们需要来认识他是那个道路，他是主耶稣是唯一能够通往父那里的道路。
So therefore, we may try our efforts in many different ways to satisfy Father's requirement, but it will fail miserably.
我们常常想要借着我们自己的努力来满足天父的要求，但如此行却我们经常遇到失败。
The only satisfaction for the believers is through His Son, in His Son, Christ Jesus.
对于信徒来说，我们能够满足父神唯一的办法，乃是在基督耶稣里面。
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, we learn that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He Himself is the propitiation or satisfaction for our sins.
在约翰一书二章一到二节那里有讲到说，我们在父那里有一位中保，那位义者，我们的赎罪祭乃是我们的耶稣基督。
So what is our satisfaction before the Father?
那我们在神面前这个满足是什么呢？
It could be, we thank the Lord. It could be because our Lord Jesus died on the cross. He took our place to die on the cross. Therefore, Father find the satisfaction complete in Him.
我们父神的在我们里面所找到的那个满足，乃是源自于我们的主耶稣，他为我们上十字架，为我们的洗净了我们的罪。
But here the satisfaction of the Lord Jesus before the Father is He is He plead for us before the Father. He would say to the Father that.This is mine. Therefore, Father find the satisfaction in His Son. Therefore, we can find the satisfaction also.
那我们的主耶稣的满足是什么呢？乃是主耶稣在神面前为我们做那中保，使我们他主耶稣可以来说，这是我所救赎回来的，使父神因着主耶稣基督在我们里面也可以得着满足。
So therefore, sanctification is for the salvation of our soul life.
所以这个成圣乃是关乎于我们魂的救恩。
First Peter chapter 1 mentioned that the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
在彼得前书那里提醒我们，信心的果效乃是灵魂的救恩。
So this faith is about the saving faith.That is related to our relationship with the Lord Jesus.
而这个信心乃是讲到那个救赎我们的那个信心，那个使我们可以与基督的生命有连接。
So this faith requires a total surrender of our soul life so that the life of Christ can be manifested.
而这个信心需要我们将我们的魂生命完全的降服，使基督的生命可以被彰显出来。
So we remember this Galatians 2:20. It says that the life I have been, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. That life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
而在加拉太书二章二十节那里讲到，保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So the goal of sanctification work is the work of the cross, so that the life expressed is the life of exchange life in Christ Jesus.
所以这个成圣的目的乃是十字架的工作可以做成在我们里面，使基督的生命可以在信徒当中彰显出来。
Then we come to the third stage is about the glorification in Christ, that is our bodily redemption.
我们来到第三个阶段，乃是我们在基督里面得荣耀，这是关乎到我们的身体可以得赎。
So the verse I remember this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
而关乎这个阶段，我想到了在哥林多前书 三章十八节那里讲到，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
This morning, brother opened the worship time with the 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. We thank the Lord, but the verse 1 mentioned about we would be children of God. But here, I would like to mention 1 John chapter 3, verse 2.
今天早晨我们弟兄开始我们秉杯敬拜的时间的时候，与我们分享到了约翰一书第三章一节，讲到我们真是神的儿女。而这里我想要分享一下约翰一书三章的第二节。
So as to the timing of the glorification, this verse tells us, Beloved, now we are children of God. It has not appeared as yet what we will beWe know that when he appears, we will be like him because we will see him just as he is.
在约翰一书三章第二节讲到蒙爱的，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
So this particular verse mentioned about we are children of God.
这一节里面讲到说，我们现在是神的儿女。
When he appears, we will be like him.
当主显现的时候，我们必要像他。
This morning we sung that beautiful hymn about the Lord's return.
今天早晨我们唱了这一首美好的诗歌，讲来提醒我们要等主回来。
Our heart's desire is like Enoch, walk with the Lord.
我们的心乃是像以诺那样愿意来与神同行。
Longing for his return.
来渴慕他能再来。
Just we praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
So, now we come to the calling of God in the New Testament. This is serve as a good example for every one of us.
现在我们来到了新约里面，我们来看一下在新约当中神是如何来呼召人的。
Today we will look into the calling of Martha, Peter and Paul in view of the masterpiece of God.
今天我们会来看主向着马大、彼得还有保罗的呼召，能够来看我们借着这三个人来看神在他们身上的这个杰作。
Friday night, here, our young people, also our English group, Yes Group, we study the 2 Timothy chapter 1. So chapter 1, verse 9, mentioned about holy calling.
我们今礼拜五英文组还有大学生组，我们一同在学习提摩太后书，然后提摩太后书一章第九节就提到有这个圣洁的呼召。
Holy calling is in the Lord's desire. That is, since we should be holy, since our Heavenly Father is holy.
这个圣洁的呼召乃是神向我们的呼召，因为神是圣洁的，我们也要圣洁。
In 1 John chapter 5, 12, mentioned that we learn that he who has the Son of God has his victorious life.
在约翰福音五章第十二节里面讲到，那有耶稣基督生命的乃是有得胜的生命。
In Hebrew chapter 1 verse 3 mentioned that he is the radiance of his glory and exact representation of his nature and uphold all things by the word of his power.
在希伯来书一章第三节也讲到说，基督是神所荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
So it tells us holy calling is the Lord Jesus himself.
这讲到说这个圣洁的呼召乃是主耶稣他自己。
It shows that the work of God in his son Christ Jesus
乃是讲到说神借着他的爱子所要成就的工作。
The masterpiece in the believers can be described in the fruit of the Spirit.
而神在圣徒当中所要做成的这个结作可以用圣灵所结的果子来形容。
If we wanted to tell what is the character of the Lord, we can tell from the fruit of the Spirit. That is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
若我们要来形容神的性情的话，我们就常常会用到这个圣灵所结的果子，乃是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So God is working to transform us onto the likeness of His Son.
因此神是在我们里面来做工，改变我们，使我们能够得着他爱子的形象。
So in the New Testament, our Lord called Martha, Peter, and Paul in such a way that the calling of God has long-lasting impact, not only for the person who was called,but also for every one of us.
所以在新约里面，主来呼召马大、彼得还有保罗，神的这个呼召影响他们的一生。这个影响不只是关乎于他们这三个人，他们自己，乃是也是为着我们。
So in first case that the Lord called Martha, this morning our sister prayed during the worship time from Luke chapter 10, verse.This is 10:41. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things.
今天早晨敬拜的时间我们有一位姊妹她也来她也有提到这一句经文，乃是在路加福音第十章四十一节，讲到马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦忧。
So in this particular Luke 10, Martha of Bethany was the first one in her family, that includes Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, to recognize the lordship of Christ Jesus and welcome him into her home.
在这里讲到这个伯大尼的马大，他乃是他有两位兄弟和姊妹，还有玛利亚和拉撒路，在这三个姐姐和弟弟这三个人里面，马大是第一个认出主他的主权，以及要出去迎接主来到家中的。
So during the last week of Jesus on earth in Jerusalem, Jesus stayed at her house of Bethany to avoid entanglement of the world.
在我们主耶稣地上最后的一个礼拜的里面，主耶稣他就去到了伯大尼，住在这三个人的家中，来避免这些世界上的的琐事。
Jesus loved to stay at the home with this particular family. Mary represents worship in spirit and in truth. Mary anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair.
主耶稣他喜爱住在这三个人的家中，这三个人分别代表不同的这个属灵的意义。玛利亚代表在心灵和诚实里面的敬拜，他用他膏抹我们的主，用头发来洗我们主耶稣的脚。
So Lazarus represents a fellowship by reclining at the table with the Lord Jesus, and Martha represents service unto the Lord.
那拉撒路就代表了与主的交通，他与主一同坐席，马大代表我们向主的服侍。
So Martha, however, was initially worried and bothered by many things.
但马大的服侍一开始乃是被许多事情所思虑烦忧的。
Our Lord's comment in Luke chapter 10 verse 41 was driven by the divine nature of service.
在我们的主在路加福音第十章第四十一节那像马大所说的，乃是关乎那个属灵的服侍。
If our service is initiated from by our own fleshly effort, the service cannot sustain.
若我们肉体的服侍我们的服侍乃是借着肉体的话，那是不能持续的。
If the service is adjusted by the Lord, the same service has its divine power involved.
若我们的服饰是被神调整过的，同样的服饰却可以带着属灵的能力。
About over 30 years ago, there was a movie. Probably some of you were not born yet. So there was a movie, Chariots of Fire.
在大概三十年前，可能我们在座有一些年轻人都还没有出生，有一部电影叫做《烈火战车》。
This is based on the true story of Scotsman Eric Liddell. He was a missionary in China.
这部电影是关于这一个在中国的传道人，他的名字叫李爱瑞。
So Eric Liddell, participated in 1924 Paris Olympics.
这位李爱瑞弟兄，他参加了1924年在巴黎的奥运会。
Just to give a background, he was in England to attend his education purposes.
给大家一些背景，这位弟兄他在英格兰上学。
So 1924, he won 400 meter gold medal.
在1924年的奥运会，他就获得了那个400米田径的金牌。
Although he was trained, most of the time he was trained for 100 meter competition.
但很多时候他是参与这个100米田径的训练的。
But it happened to be that the schedule would require him to run at the Sunday.
但这个100米的竞赛是在主日进行的。
So, Eric, missionary father mentioned once, it has nothing to do with running, but his missionary father mentioned to him at the scene in the kitchen of Eric Liddell's family.
但是这位弟兄的父亲就提醒他，在他们家的这个厨房里面，对他有这样的一个提醒。
He said, his father said, "You can glorify God by peeling a potato if you peel it to perfection."
这位父亲就对他说，你可以来归荣耀于神，尽管你只是要剥一个土豆，你都可以归荣耀给神，如果你剥得很好的话。
So it shows us that our faith of service unto the Lord has to be originated from the divine touch of the Lord.
所以这就讲明了我们向神的这个服侍，我们的信心要是从神那里开始的。
So Martha, again, in Gospel according to John chapter 12, verse 2, is a simple statement. Martha served after the resurrection of Lazarus.
在拉撒路他复活以后，再一次提到马大，就讲到说马大在那里侍奉。
It tells us Martha was adjusted by the Lord. There's no longer any flesh involvement in her service.
我们就看见了马大的服侍就被神所调整了，再也不是靠着他的肉体。
Now let's look at the second person our Lord calling in the New Testament. That is Peter.
现在让我们来看第二个这个神在新约里面也有呼召的人，那是彼得。
Peter in Luke chapter 22 verse 31, our Lord Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, your faith may not fail you. And when once you have turned again, strengthen your brother."
在路加福音22:31，那里讲到说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头后要坚固你的弟兄。
So the initial encounter of Peter with Jesus was casting a net at the Sea of Galilee.
彼得第一次遇见主的时候，彼得是在加利利海那里来撒网的。
Therefore, Peter was used by the Lord as an apostle of preaching the good news of salvation to Jews and the Gentiles.
因此，彼得被神所使用，乃是为着能够向外邦人和犹太人来传讲这个神的福音。
While Apostle John was person was called by the Lord to mend the net of the kingdom of God.
而使徒约翰乃是被神所使用来补网的，就如他能够来补这个关乎于神的国。
Another person was Paul was called was he was used by the Lord to strengthen the church of God.
而保罗乃是被使用能够来坚固神的教会。
There are many failures of Peter before the Pentecost.
在五旬节以前提到了彼得许多次的失败。
So Peter followed the Lord extensively while Lord Jesus was preaching the kingdom of heaven to the multitudes.
彼得常常跟着我们的主耶稣去传天国的福音。
One important occasion at the Caesarea Philippi, that is right before the Mount Transfiguration event, our Lord asked his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?"
有一次他们就来到了凯撒利亚腓利比的境内，主耶稣他在登山变相之后就问门徒说，你们说我是谁？
Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Then our Lord Jesus said to Peter, "Blessed are you because of flesh and blood did not revealthis to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
耶稣就对彼得说，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我在天上的父所指示的。
Then Jesus began to show his disciples that he will suffer many things from the elder, chief priest, and the scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
从此主耶稣就指示门徒，他会受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Peter took our Lord Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. The Lord Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan."
彼得听见之后就拉着主劝他说，主啊，万不可如此。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
This event shows that Peter still has the old self life in him. He failed to recognize the ultimate work of the cross for the salvation of Christ.
这里就讲到说，彼得的生命里面还有那个老我，他没有办法来认识十字架的工作。
So this is the power of resurrection demonstrated by our Lord Jesus. In addition to know Christ intimately,That is our hope in Christ.
而这就讲明说，我们需要神这个主耶稣他复活的大能，能够使我们认识我们基督，这是我们在基督里面的盼望。
So about Peter, before the Garden of Gethsemane event, our Lord Jesus said to Peter, "This very night you will deny me three times before a rooster crows."
在去格西马尼园之前，主耶稣就来预言彼得说预言彼得所要经历的。他说，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
So here talk about the Peter was restored by the Lord as the Lord turned and looked at Peter in Luke chapter 22.
后来彼得就被神所恢复当神他转向当主来转向彼得来望向他的时候，这是在路加福音二十二章里面提到的。
So the look of the Lord with such a love would melt the heart of Peter. Peter went out and wept bitterly.
我们的主这样的看着彼得，来融化了彼得的心，彼得甚至要出去来大声的哭。
So how about the other disciples?Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, "All this has taken place to fulfill the scriptures of the prophets."
那别的门徒呢？主耶稣在格西马尼园里面说，来预言说这些事情要发生，乃是要满足之前先知所预言的。
Then all the disciples left him and fled.
那所有的门徒他们就逃跑了。
Then another thing about Peter's recovery, After Jesus' resurrection, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome went to the tomb. An angel said, go and tell his disciples and Peter. This is from the Mark chapter 16.
而关于主耶稣如何来恢复彼得，也有讲到，当主耶稣他复活之后，就跟那些去高抹主耶稣的妇人说，你们去告诉使徒还有彼得关于我复活的事。
So this is you can sense the heart of the Lord to recover someone like Peter.
大家在这里就看见我们主耶稣向着彼得这样的心肠渴望要来恢复他。
The turning point for Peter was the coming of the Holy Spirit.
而彼得他的转折点乃是要领受那将要来的圣灵。
So after resurrection,Jesus said to disciples, receive the Holy Spirit.
在主耶稣复活以后，他就对门徒说要来领受那将要来的圣灵。
Then, at the day of Pentecost, then 120 gathered in the upper room, the Holy Spirit came to baptize them into one body.
五旬节当天120位门徒就聚集在房顶，圣灵降临，使他们进入一个身体。
So the significance of Pentecost was the coming of the Holy Spirit, that is to testify Christ, the lordship of Christ.
而五旬节它重要的就在于圣灵降临，来见证主耶稣他作为的主权。
So Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them.That the coming of the Holy Spirit is to testify the lordship of Christ. Peter clearly testified that God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ.
彼得就与十一位使徒站立，他就站起来说，这来临的圣灵乃是来见证基督的主权。彼得他来见证说，主耶稣乃是那位主，是那位基督。
So Peter, a fisherman, can be filled with the Holy Spirit to deliver very important two sermons right after the Pentecost to testify about Christ, resulting in the salvation for the believers of 3,000 and 5,000 souls.
彼得他虽然只是一个渔夫，却因为他充满了圣灵，被圣灵充满，他就在五旬节之后释放了两篇信息，使3,000位、5,000位人可以得救。
So we thank the Lord, God can use Peter, the fisherman, for His glory.
所以我们感谢主，神他能够使用彼得，尽管他只是一位渔夫，为着他的荣耀。
Next, I would describe in Acts 3, chapter 3 and chapter 4 about Peter and John.And the lame person.
而接下来这个故事是在《使徒行传》第三章3-4节。
So Peter and John were going to the temple of the at the hour of prayer.
彼得和约翰在那个时候就要在祷告的时辰，他们就到圣殿里面去祷告。
A man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along at the gate of the temple in order to beg alms.
而这一个有一个人，他是生来就是瘸腿的，就被常常被带到圣殿的门口去，能够得着一些施舍。
So Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on the lame person and said, "I do not possess silver or gold, but what I do have, I give it to you. So in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk."
彼得和约翰他们就定睛注目这一个瘸腿的人，对他说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
So Peter would seize the lame person by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately the lame person's feet and his ankle were strengthened.
然后彼得就拉着这一个瘸腿人的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻就健壮了。
So the lame person followed Peter and John and testified the work of Christ in him.
这个瘸腿的人他就之前瘸腿的人就跟随这个彼得和约翰来见证主耶稣基督的生命真的是在这些圣徒的里面。
So Peter, this is on, right afterwards, Peter filled with the Holy Spirit and said to the ruler and the elder and the scribe that the Christ is stone which is rejected by you and the builder, but which became the chief cornerstone.
然后彼得就被圣灵充满，向着那些掌权的长老的还有文士说，基督是匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
除他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
As you can see here, Peter, an educated and an untrained person, could give such an eloquent speech to Jews, demonstrate the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见彼得虽然没有受过很多的教育，但因着圣灵他可以在这些犹太人面前来做见证。
Finally, Peter in 1 Peter and 2 Peter demonstrate sublime life of Christ in Peter.
彼得也借着他的两封书信来说明基督在他里面，基督的生命在他的里面。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, Peter mentioned that Christ has caused us to be born again to a living hope.Through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead.
在彼得前书一章三节里面，彼得就讲到说，基督使我们可以重生，有这样一个活泼的盼望，乃是因着主耶稣复活，使我们从死里复活。
So in the second Peter chapter 1 verse 3, Peter mentioned that.Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence.
在彼得后书一章三节里面，彼得再讲到神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Peter didn't say, will grant us, but Peter said, has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
彼得没有说神将要赐给我们，彼得乃是说已经，神已经将那关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们了。
So Peter's experience would show that God's provision is so bountiful.
所以彼得的经历就向我们见证说神他的预备是何等的丰富。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, Peter said, You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
在彼得前书二章九节，彼得就再讲到他说唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So here again Peter didn't say that you will be. Peter said you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood.
同样的，彼得这里没有说你们将要成为拣选的族类，彼得乃是说你们是被拣选的族类。
So about the Lord's return, Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5 mentioned that when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
关乎于主的再来，彼得说在彼得前书五章四节那里说到，到了牧者显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
So we see that Christ in Peter was quite evident.
我们可以清楚的来看见基督真是活在彼得里面。
Then the third example, let's look at the Paul.
那最后一个例子，让我们来看保罗。
Paul in Acts chapter 9 verse 4 mentioned that Paul fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
在使徒行传九章四节里面就讲到保罗他扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 mentioned that Paul was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and violent aggressor, yet Paul was shown mercy because Paul acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord was more than abundant.
在提摩太前书，保罗之前也称作扫罗，他自己做见证说他是最终的罪魁，他从前是逼迫人的啊，是毁慢人的，然而他却蒙了怜悯，因为他之前是因不信不明白的时候做的。
So Paul went to the high priest, asked for the letter from the high priest to the synagogue at Damascus so that he might bring Christians bound to Jerusalem.
保罗他在得救以前，他就到了大祭司那里，要拿文书去抓拿这些信徒，把他们在大马士革抓拿这些信徒，把他们带到这个耶路撒冷那里。
So how Paul met the Lord? That is on the Damascus road. Paul met the Lord.
那保罗是在去大马士革的路上遇见主的。
Suddenly, a light from heaven flashed around Paul. Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have a redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
在去大马士革的路上，保罗突然看见那大光，然后就光照了他。所以保罗在哥罗西书一章十三到十四节里面就讲到，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
So we praise the Lord. On Paul's Damascus road, Paul said, Who are you, Lord?
我们感谢主，保罗有这样的经历。保罗在去大马士革的路上，保罗就问神说，主你是谁？
Jesus said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, but get up and enter the city. It will be told you what you must do.
主就像保罗说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
So therefore, Paul's Damascus road experience would allow him to know who Jesus is.
所以保罗就借着去大马士革路上的这个经历来认识到我们的主耶稣是谁。
Paul also recognized he persecuted believers. It means that the body of believers and the head are in total oneness.
而保罗他也认识到，当他在逼迫信徒的时候，他也是在逼迫着教会，乃是基督的身体，身体与头乃是合一的。
So this was the great revelation to Paul at the Damascus Road.
这对于保罗来说是一个极大的启示。
So Paul's testimony to King Agrippa on Damascus Road experience was, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
保罗在向亚基帕王的见证里面，他讲到，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So Paul, in his writing, he wrote 13 letters in the New Testament to illustrate his heavenly vision.
而保罗也借着在新约里面这十三篇的书信来阐明这个属天的意象。
Let's look at the writing of Paul briefly. So Paul described himself as the servant of Christ and the steward of the mystery of God.
那让我们来简单的看一下保罗他在这十三篇书信里面讲到的。保罗他来形容那自己乃是基督的仆人，乃是神奥秘式的管家。
So the requirement for the steward is trustworthy or faithful.
而所求于管家的乃是要忠心。
And then Paul in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2 mentioned that the mystery of God is Christ himself.
而保罗在哥罗西书二章二节里面讲到神的奥秘乃是基督自己。
So Paul wrote that Christ is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place or preeminence in everything.
保罗就讲到说基督乃是教会全体之首，他是原始的，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So the book of Ephesians about the mystery of the church.
而在以弗所书当中，保罗就讲到了关乎于教会的奥秘。
So this is the mystery of Christ is the church.
而基督的奥秘乃是教会。
So Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and 23 that God put all things in subjection under his or Christ's feet.And gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fill all in all.
在以弗所书当一章二十二节到二十三节里面，保罗就讲到神将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So in Paul's last letter to Timothy, he wrote that I have fought the good fight.I have finished the course, and I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
而保罗在他最后一封书信里面就讲到那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So we can see that Paul was the person with a heavenly vision.
我们就看见说保罗实在是那个得着属天异象的人。
In summary,In the calling of Martha, Peter, and Paul, we find Martha's calling was the kind of a divine the service.
我们做总结的话，我们就看见说在，主来呼召马大、彼得和保罗这三个人，在马大的身上，我们看见了关乎那个属灵服事的这个真理。
We see that in Peter's life that the Lord gradually restored Peter to the Lord's purpose.
而在彼得的身上，我们看见了神在彼得身上恢复的工作。
So in 1 Peter chapter 1 mentioned about you shall be holy for I am holy. That is Peter's experience.
彼得前书一章那里讲到说我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的，那也是彼得他自己的经历。
Then we see the heavenly calling, heavenly vision of Paul, or oneness between Christ and his church.
然后我们看见对于保罗的呼召，乃是神把这个属天的意象赐给保罗，关乎基督与他的教会乃是一体的。
So overall, we see what is the heavenly calling.
而在总结的时候，我们就看见说神他这个属天的呼召，我们看见了神属天的呼召是什么。
So our heavenly calling is in His Son Christ Jesus.
我们的属天的呼召乃是在他爱子的里面。
So in summary, the calling of God is beyond our born again experience.
所以神他的呼召乃不是只停于这个重生的这个阶段。
So God is working.Working his masterpiece in every one of us.
神是在我们每一个人当中工作，能够做成他的杰作。
So it involves sharing of glory of God in Christ Jesus.
这是关乎于我们能够与主耶稣基督一同来得着神的荣耀。
So the ultimate purpose of Lord calling is the sonship.
所以神他呼召最终的目的乃是我们可以得着长子的名分。
We praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Let's pray together.
我们有一些祷告。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you for you reveal yourself to us.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，你把你自己向我们显现。
Between the wings of cherubim, you revealed your loving kindness to every one of us.
在基路伯翅膀底下，你向我们每一个人来显明你的慈爱。
We thank you that you showed us what is the divine nature, what is the in yourself, what is the heavenly calling.
我们感谢你在你自己当中，你向我们显明这个属天的意象。的本质是什么？
We thank you for although this the road to the salvation of the soul is long, but we thank you. You are with us all the time.
虽然这我们的魂得救这个路程十分的遥远，但你常真的是总是在我们的左右。
We praise you and give you thanks in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们感激赞美你，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
是在耶稣基督里头所做成的。主啊，你不但要重生我们，拯救我们，救赎我们，主啊，你更要制作我们，让我们在你的身上，在你的再来，预备你的再来，让我们来侍奉你，建立你的教会。主啊，让你的儿子的荣耀在我们身上得到满足。主啊，真的，我们愿意顺服在你的下面，求主在我们身上做工，照着你荣耀的旨意，谢谢你的话语，靠耶稣基督的名。